the fake Islam. So full name is Kandahar Islam. Actually, Norm's supposed to give this talk, but he went to Egypt, so I have to give this talk. So it's our student's work, Barbara Baker. So we wanted to see how drainage and sub-irrigation can really affect the nutrient contents and their variation, and how some nutrient indices can detect that. So that was the kind of modeling kind of thing. So you know the impact of water table management, which we call WTM. So drainage and irrigation are two important water table management practices, basically to improve soil conditions to support crop production. However, water table management practices alter soil, air, and water dynamics, and as a result, microbial activity and soil organic matter mineralization. The impact of water table management on changes in soil organic matter and nutrient content is of great concern, because nutrients play an important role on agroecosystems' functional stability. So we initiated this experiment in 1991, and the objective is to evaluate the impact of drainage and sub-irrigation on soil nutrients and the nutrient indices, which we have calculated under continuous corn soybean rotation in conventionally tilled plots. So this experiment was established at Northwest Branch of Ohio Agriculture Research and Development Center on white wheat clay loam soil in 1991. And water table treatments, two different types. One is drainage year around, and the other one sub-irrigation, mainly during the crop growing season to maintain a constant water head or water table at 25 centimeters below the surface. So we collected composite soil samples at 0 to 20 centimeter and 20 to 40 centimeter in 2002, and then we analyzed for total carbon, total nitrogen, available phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium, sulfur, iron, manganese, zinc, copper, boron, and molybdenum. And based on all these nutrient contents, an index which we call N index all, that means integrating all the nutrient content into one index, which is 0 to 1, considering higher values of nutrient content, better indicator of nutrient availability. For both drained and undrained, sub-irrigated soil, and higher the values of indices, better the nutrient availability in soil. So using stepwise forward elimination procedure of regression analysis, we calculate a number of indices based on minimum data sets of nutrients. That means few selected parameters, whether this can evaluate overall nutrient status or nutrient content in soil. The first one is the normalization of total carbon and nitrogen, available phosphorus, exchangeable potassium, iron, and copper content generated minimum data set 6 nutrient index. That means we use these six nutrients to calculate a nutrient index. And the next one, we use only total carbon and nitrogen and phosphorus to generate the next index, which we call MDS3. So here are some of the results. What we found, the concentration and mass of carbon, phosphorus, and sulfur, they varied little bit, significantly, but very little, in response to water table management with an interaction from soil depth. However, significantly higher concentration and mass of iron, manganese, and boron was found in sub-irrigated soil compared to drained soil, and overall there was a significant depth effect on concentration of and mass of carbon, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, magnesium, and sulfur, but not calcium, because the calcium saturated soil, lacustrine soil. So these are some of the nutrient indices. So average across depth, what we found, oh, these are changed, okay, it should be here. So average across depth, we have found only the nutrient index based on calculation of carbon, nitrogen, and phosphorus significantly varied in response to water table management, that is drainage and sub-irrigation. And also there is a depth effect, but no interaction. And on the among the nutrient indices, what we have calculated in drainage system, the nutrient indices significantly varied. That is, minimum data set or minimum number of nutrients compared to total all the nutrients, that is significantly different. Based on all this, we try to develop some relationship, and this one is nutrient index based on all the nutrient contents, and this one minimum data set nutrient indices, that means based on six parameters: total carbon, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, iron, and copper, and this one based on total carbon, nitrogen, and phosphorus. And you can see hardly any difference with these two, with the total nutrient index. That means they're almost same. So the six nutrient almost accounted 95% variability. Or we can say nutrient index accounted 95% variability within six nutrient content in soil. At the same time, the three nutrients, carbon, nitrogen, and phosphorus, also accounted 91% variability in total nutrient index. That basically there is no significant difference among these three nutrient indices. So we use soil organic carbon as a single measure of nutrient index or relationship. What we found that organic carbon significantly accounted almost 86% variability in nutrient, overall nutrient index or nutrient availability in soil. Whereas the nutrient index based on six parameters significantly correlated, or you can say 93% related to organic carbon. And the nutrient index based on three parameters, carbon, nitrogen, and phosphorus, accounted almost 91%. So which is accounted by soil organic carbon. So we tried, and that was all linear relationships. Then we tried total nitrogen as a single measure of nutrient index or nutrient availability. All the relationships are quadratic, and 81% variability covered by phosphorus, and nitrogen also accounted almost 90% variability within three parameters, the index which we derived. And when we used available phosphorus as single measure of nutrient availability, we found almost 85% variability accounted in nutrient content in soil. And all these relationships are quadratic, and even the nutrient index based on three parameters accounted 90% variability, or accounted 90% variability by available phosphorus. So when we use potassium, extractable potassium, to see the relationship, all these are quadratic, and the relationship almost 80%, or you can say 80% variability covered by extractable potassium. And with three parameters, almost 91. So what we conclude from this study, that MDS, that means minimum data set based on total carbon, nitrogen, phosphorus, exchangeable potassium, iron, and copper, significantly accounted 95% of the variability in nutrient index, which based on all the nutrients. and the MDS based on only carbon, total carbon and nitrogen and available phosphorus significantly accounted 90% of the variability in nutrient status of the soil. And total carbon, total organic carbon, not the total carbon, total organic carbon as a single measure of nutrient availability significantly accounted 86% of the variability in nutrient index based on calculation or using all the nutrients. So if we summarize, it shows that the old measure of organic matter analysis is the best indicator, as a single best indicator for nutrient status of soil.